The next patient is Maria Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z, like in Zulu A. First name, Maria, M-A-R-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old Mexican female that has more than 30 years of diabetes mellitus, period. The patient has a family background that is very strong for diabetes mellitus on their mother and father's side. Most of the siblings have diabetes mellitus, period. The patient is referred to this office because of the presence of significant macroproteinuria, period. Initially, there was evidence of selective proteinuria. However, the patient has progressed to macroproteinuria, period. She has evidence of diabetic retinopathy that has been treated by the ophthalmologist, and she has some peripheral neuropathy, period. Whether or not the patient is compliant with the medications is unknown. We spend more than 30 minutes of the time explaining the need for her to be compliant not only with the medications. We gave all the instructions regarding the diet, a low-sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, the change in the drastic change in the diet, avoiding processed food, and making a plant-based diet. Written instructions were also given to the patient. Period. Taking into consideration that this patient has been with a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is more than 300, we think that she is a candidate for the administration of finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, 10 milligrams every day. The potassium was 4.7 milligrams per cent, period. We will monitor the potassium and the follow-up of this patient that has significant diabetic nephropathy, period. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been under control with the medications given. Right now is 144 over 80. Following number. The patient is overweight with a BMI that is 34. The morbidity associated to the BMI was explained to the patient. We have to start drastic changes in the lifestyle in order to go back to a normal BMI. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation. She is under anticoagulation, and she also has a diastolic dysfunction. In other words, this patient is at risk of cardiovascular morbidity and mortality, and also evidence of a progressive diabetic nephropathy deterioration unless she follows the instructions. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months. With laboratory workup.
Yeah, 210. This is from 19.